Continuing on with lesson five. Now, lesson five is a review on some of the words. As usual, we always have a review. Lesson five is the last inanimate lesson and will soon be turning to the animate grammar. Lesson five will repeat the words such as dish, knife, and hat. Dish, oyakan. Knife, mohkuman. Hat, astutin. Now, the plural would say oyagana, mohkumana, and astutna. In the following lesson, on page 14 in the yellow book, we have indefinite pronouns. Now, we've learned several different kinds of pronouns. We have the definite, we have the personal, and we have the indefinite pronouns. Let's review the materials given on page 14 in the yellow book. We say artist, some or a few. Artist, of course, is a plural word. Kutak, meaning other or another. It's a singular word. Another book or other book. The other book. Mischet means many, which is a plural word. We don't know how many is some, and we don't know how many is nichet, because it's indefinite. But we do know it's more than one. Arrangements to transcribe on this page, we say otena artist oyagana. Otena artist oyagana. Otena michet oyagana. Otena michet oyagana. Otena kotak masnahikan. Miyin artist. Miyin michet. Miyin kotak. Peta artist. Peta michet. Peta kotak. Nata artist mohkumana. Nata kotak astutin. Nata michet oyagana. Nasta oyagana. Nasta mohkumana. Nasta astutin. Asta michet oyagana neti. Asta kotak masnahigan ota. And that's the end of lesson. That's the end of page 14, lesson 5. Now, continuing on page 45 in the Learning Cree Book 1, there are words, again, a review on some of the indefinite pronouns. Page 45. The indefinites that we learned was some, atis. Other or another, kotak. Many, nichet. Now, these are the three indefinite pronouns that we're going to take. And as we go into higher vocabulary, then we learn the others. Continuing with our lesson 5, there is a review of words that we've taken. And this is on page 15. Let's read the words. Kigwai, oma, masnahikan, masnahikanis, otina, miyin, peyak, niso, nisto, niyo, niyanan, niya, kiya, wiya, chi, anima, ohi, anihi, ewako, ni, ki, kinsitohten, nimsitohten, kega mitatat, mitatat, wapahta, niwapahten, peta, Nata, Asta, Nasta, Ota, Ote, Neta, Nete, Oyagan, Mohkoman, Astotin, Aticht, Michet, Kotak, Astam. Astam means to come. Ehe, namoya, nikotoasik, tepakop, ayinaneo, niwikiwan, kawapamitin asamina, mina, ekwa. Now, mina and ekwa are conjunctions, and they join sentences, or they just join words, as in the exercises here we say, Asta ota masnahigan mina mohkoman. Peta oyagana mina mohkomana. Nata peyak mohkoman mina niso masnahigana. Nata oyagana egwa nete asta. Peta astotina egwa nasta nete. Now here there's a point of explanation. It joins two meaningful sentences or phrases. Peta astotina is a full phrase and it's meaningful. Now, put them away over there. Ekwa nasta neti. So, ekwa joins phrases. Asta mohkoman ota, ekwa nata oyagana. Now, this is the end of the inanimate form lessons. And repeat your words on the back of page 69, or it would be 70 now, and translate them into English. And as I say, this is many of these are duplicated words, but it's repetition that we're looking for. So work out lesson 5 as homework on page 71 of the yellow book. End of lesson 5.
Ooh, sis. give me this beaver, mi yen awa amisk.